Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book The New Rules of Marketing and PR. This bookie will help you understand the difficulties in marketing that companies face in today's internet era and explain new ideas and strategies by looking at extensive cases of how companies have dealt with these new challenges. For those of you who are marketers or the boss of a particular company, have you ever wondered why your company's performance is still below par despite the increasing investment in advertising? Perhaps your product can outperform competitors, and its quality is the best in the industry, but why are customers still not interested? You might think that media coverage would help increase your brand's popularity, but only find that the message you send out is quickly lost in the sea of information with no response from potential customers. Is it really because your product or service is not attractive to the customers? Or are there any other reasons? The New Rules of Marketing and PR will help you decipher these marketing puzzles. The author of the book, David Meerman Scott, is a famous marketing strategist, speaker, investor, and advisor to emerging companies. Additionally, he served as the vice president of marketing for NewsEdge before the Thomson Corporation acquired it and, prior to that, worked in executive positions at Knight Ridder, once the second largest newspaper company in the U.S. His rich and diverse experiences in the industry equip him with a unique marketing perspective. Many in our audience might have run into a common situation that we are going to describe here. You want to buy a car, so you search for relevant information on the internet. After a long search, you end up finding all the specifications of several models that you are interested in, but it seems that all the cars are similar. You don't really know which car would be the best for you after browsing through all those websites. In the end, you decide to check social media and online community forums. You read all the posts about those cars you have in mind. Eventually, it is the information you find on social media that helps you find the right car, not the beautiful-looking manufacturer's website. This was exactly what David Scott encountered, and he soon realized that there was a new marketplace that many companies were not taking advantage of, the internet. He subsequently realized that the internet would bring a plethora of business opportunities to companies and enterprises. After this discovery, Scott spent a few years committing himself to study the impact of the internet on marketing. He collected hundreds of real cases on internet marketing and visited a large number of companies. He eventually summed up his findings into a complete strategy for internet marketing and recorded all of it in his book, The New Rules of Marketing and PR. Next, we're going to divide this book into three parts. Part 1. How the internet has changed the rules of marketing and PR. Part 2. How companies and buyers interact online. Part 3. How to use the internet for publicity and product promotion. Before the internet came along, companies spent money on making advertisements or resorted to third parties in order to increase their publicity in the media. However, as Scott points out, compared to the flexibility of the internet and the huge amount of information that the internet brings to netizens, this traditional marketing model lacks a target and can result in a money pit of wasted resources. The old cookie-cutter advertising format can make it difficult to deliver personalized and targeted products or content to people with specific purchasing needs. Companies' forced advertisements can easily lead to the dissatisfaction of people who have no demand for or interest in the product. So, what types of changes have taken place in the internet era? Nowadays, the internet has become so commonplace and necessary to our work that people's lives have mostly shifted from offline to online. Accordingly, advertisements have long since lost their influence on consumers' searches and purchases. If they want to know information about a product, their first reaction is to search for the content they want on the internet. A company that wants to have a place in today's world must move away from traditional media and conduct a comprehensive analysis of its customer base in order to develop customer-specific strategies for online content and information, and thus make it easier for customers to find the organization. A well-known marketing theory, known as the long tail theory, highlights the shift in our culture and economy from a relatively small number of mainstream products at the head of the demand curve to many niche products in the tail that appeal to a very specific group of target customers. Companies should focus on developing personalized products for specific groups of people and use the internet to enable potential customers to find these products when searching for information about them. For example, on some websites, consumers can buy books that aren't typically stocked in offline bookstores with just the click of the mouse. Other companies may provide hard-to-find music for customers who are fans of lesser-known artists. In short, It is necessary to treat the internet as a tool to serve not just the majority but all customers, eliminate one-size-fits-all marketing, and provide different services according to their different needs. In addition, companies can fully present their products and services on the internet and position themselves by creating content that matches their unique characteristics, sharing their expertise with the world. Take the Lodge at Chacreek, for example, an eco-resort located in western Belize. Their marketing strategy focuses on presenting the unique geographical features and customs of the area. They publish information on local rainforest wildlife, the ancient Mayan cities nearby, and the characteristics of the country Belize as a whole. They also create blog posts using keywords such as Belize honeymoon and Belize all-inclusive vacation to expand their audience reach. They also receive internet traffic by writing promotional articles about local attractions nearby. For example, they wrote a promotional article with beautiful pictures about the ancient Zuninttunnuk Maya temples. Thus, anyone looking for information about the Zuninttunnuk Maya temples on a search engine would be able to see related articles from the Lodge at Chacreek website. This type of content marketing contributes to some 80% of the new business for the Lodge. Now that we have briefly covered the changes in the marketing and public relations environment, let's explore what changes have occurred between companies and customers. One evident change is that the information exchange between companies and customers has changed from a one-way interruption to two-way communication. Customers, as a result, have more opportunities to seek information and speak freely. And when people encounter problems, they can go straight to the web to find a solution. People often aren't looking for flashy advertisements. Instead, what they want is more real product information that can solve practical problems. For example, if a customer is prone to skin allergies and needs clothes made of pure cotton, they can search online for this type of clothing. After the customer has made their purchase, they can share their overall shopping experience and whether or not they like their purchase by leaving a review. Another change in the dynamic relationship between companies and customers is that while the contents of video, audio, photos, and comments on the internet used to be simply a means of expressing information, they now allow a company to express itself. The company can take the content of the product and make it into material that can be put on the internet for people to browse anytime and anywhere. Companies can also employ dedicated customer service personnel to provide consulting services to customers at any time. This model between companies and customers has greatly enhanced the user experience, reduced the interruption to customers, and improved the quality and efficiency of services. As companies and customers have become closer, the boundaries of their marketing and public relations functions have also become blurred. In the past, it used to be that marketing was mainly about promotion, while PR involved disseminating information to the outside world through third-party media. Now, the objectives of both marketing and PR are directly focused on customer promotion and interaction, and the functions of the two have gradually merged into a new functional system. All right, so that concludes the main content of Part 1. As we have seen, companies must modify their marketing and public relations approaches in the internet era. What was a traditional news advertising and marketing model has now become a real-time communication and interaction model that focuses on customer needs. Companies should create products made specifically for the customer and take advantage of the real-time interaction and penetration of the internet to provide them with non-stop and accessible service.